everyone. Happy Sunday. Happy September. I can't believe that the summer has passed already, pretty much. Enjoy the rest of the warm weather. Happy Labor Day tomorrow. I hope you all have a great day off and a wonderful week ahead. I am Lisa, the host of your show, Get Grounded with Lisa. And tonight, we are going to talk about a couple of different things. First, I want to mention that September 15th and 16th, I will be hosting a Goddess Soul Retreat weekend on Martha's Vineyard. It includes two full days and nights of, it's breakfast and dinner, two nights on Martha's Vineyard in a beautiful home, and a large, beautiful home. And also, we're going to do readings and Reiki and lots of fun stuff, and it's a great way to get in touch with other women that you might not know, make some new friends. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you're interested, please go to my website, www.lisasalvatore, for more details. And also, I want to mention that on Thursday, September 28th, I'll be hosting another Learn to Read the Tarot workshop. It's called Tap the Tarot, Tap Your Soul. So if you're interested in that, learning more about that, that is also on my website. You can read about it and sign up there. Tonight, I have a special guest with me, and we are going to talk about how intuitive readings are comparable to psychotherapy. And she is a psychotherapist. Her name is Angela Condi. Hi, Angela.
Hello, everyone.
And she is of Westchester Couples Counseling. And so we are going to talk a little bit about how, like I said, they're comparable and how both can benefit people and their lifestyles. So Angela actually first came to me a year ago?
About 6 months ago.
Oh, 6 months ago. Okay, so no concept of time. Okay, so February. And we didn't know each other. She just came in for, you know, just for a session. And we've had a few since then. Mm-hmm. She's actually taken my tarot workshop as well.
Amazing.
Thank you. And at some point, we'll incorporate that, if she hasn't already, into her practice. We'll talk about that too. But basically, the intuitive readings really do help you to identify patterns that are not always positive, and to redirect the energy for more conducive outcomes.
Yes.
And also with readings, they can intuit future events and circumstances that you need to be aware of that can help you act within your best interests. And they allow you to be more self-reflective. So I always tell people, it's on my website as well, I tend to go deep with people. This goes right to the soul, soul path consulting, as I call it. Mm-hmm. And Angela, how would you say that's similar to
Oh, man, there's so many wonderful similarities between psychotherapy and readings. Initially, you mentioned the patterns and identifying patterns and connecting them to the past, to the family history. So in psychotherapy, you're able to talk about your past, talk about what's happening in your current situations and connect it to. You're able to not only identify patterns, but decide which patterns you want to keep, which ones you want to toss, because a lot of these patterns play out in our everyday life, like in our relationships or with work or how you relate to people on an everyday basis.
And it's interesting because when I look at somebody's astrology chart, which I always call the blueprint of the soul because that's what it is,
that
always shows the patterns that we possess, the energy that we possess, both positive and not so positive.
Yeah.
And it shows our challenges, and it teaches us how to shine a light on that and say, okay, that's me. This is what I possess, but I can shift it.
Yes.
I can change it. And therapy is the same. Psychotherapy is the same thing.
Exactly.
I actually have the definition of psychotherapy as the process of assessing and treating the emotional and psychological symptoms and patterns.
Yes.
Correct? Is that how you would describe it?
That's exactly how I would describe it. And also, part of what you mentioned that I think is really significant in both readings and psychotherapy is the ability to empower the person. So in psychotherapy, you want to not only help the person identify what's not working, but encourage them to try new things. And I think that in sessions with you, with your readings, mm-hmm. you help people identify like barriers in their life. I mean, oftentimes they'll come to you or to me for psychotherapy when they're in crisis or when they're struggling with relationships, major transitions in life or loss, and they're just having a hard time coping. So I think the combination of psychotherapy and a reading could help the person develop better coping skills for that.
So. Well, it's interesting because How did you get into psychotherapy? Ooh, I'm always curious because I did go to school. I went to school for psychology and I just never completed.
Oh my God. So first of all, my family has a long history of like believing in spirituality and tarot and, really tapping into your intuition. So I've always had this like deep love for psychology. And I initially went to school to study film, but then totally fell in love with psychology because there's so many courses that just, from psychology of women to emotion to relationships. So ultimately, I got my my bachelor's in psychology. And then 7-8 years later, I went back for my master's. And I specialized in marriage and family therapy. So I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, but I specialize in couples and mood disorders and life transitions.
So. You know, it's interesting because when people seek a session with either one of us, they tend to be in crisis.
Always.
Right? It's like something's come up and it typically revolves around their most intimate relationships. Uh-huh. Most of the time. Not all the time, but it can be loss is a huge part of that. Yeah. Like they've lost a job, they've lost a relationship that was important to them or
any child.
Anything like that. It's just, and they come in because they're in crisis and they need that. Yeah. They need somebody who's going to listen to them, who's going to understand them, who's going to help them.
Yeah. And they have a hard time holding. So one of the main parts about therapy that I think is very helpful to people when they're in these major transitions is that it's sometimes the first time that they have a safe space and have that relationship with someone where the person can not only create a safe space, but validate what's happening for them. Mm-hmm. A lot of times the first time, especially when, they're used to whether it's families or partners that are not always acknowledging or validating their experience. So it's in your sessions too, I'm sure that part of your work is not only helping people see what's good, what's happening that's good, but also to explore the areas maybe that don't feel so good.
Right. Well, that's why I always tell everybody, it's not always about what you want to hear.
Yes.
It's about what you need to hear. And a lot of times I have to actually redirect.
Oh my goodness.
Because they're there because they want to hear something specific and I'm getting all this other stuff that they need to know. So it's kind of hard for me sometimes because I know they're not happy with what I'm saying, but it's a part of the evolvement.
It's so of their tricky. Journey. Like one of the things that I use in session when I know that I need to say something that's really hard to hear, I always say, okay, I'm going to say something. I need you to put a little shield of safety around you because it's going to be hard to digest. Like you want to give them a little bit of like a heads up because people think that they're going to come into therapy and everything's going to be positive, but it's, part of growing and evolving is pain.
True. And I've had a lot of people actually come back to me and say that they didn't like me after I've said something to them. But then it may be a year later, it may be 2 years later, but they will come back and say, but it really did help me or changed my outlook or it gave me a better insight into what was coming and how I could deal with it. I remembered what you said and it helped me. And I'm sure you experienced the same thing.
Totally. Growth is not easy.
So what brought you to me?
Ooh, this is good. Okay. So when I was looking for a session, I did a ton of research online, which is so funny because, Google.com, right? That thing. So I read your reviews and I was like, sheesh, this woman is impressive. I got to get a session with her. So I totally stalked her down, left her a message. I think I even emailed you. Finally, we schedule a session. And it was by far one of the most spot-on, freakishly spot-on sessions I've ever had.
I remember you were freaked out.
I was, because not only do you do intuitive readings, but you also are a medium.
I don't really say that, but I guess you could say so. Yeah. No, I mean, I don't advertise that way, but
I mean, she was able to say names, people. Like, this is pretty deep stuff. So the reading went well, and I wanted more. So I've been back to Lisa. I think I go every 3 months now. I've even done some Reiki with her.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which was awesome.
How do you feel like it's, but how's, how do I say this?
Oh, the session.
No, I mean, how do you feel like it's helped you after the fact?
Oof, yeah. So.
Because I don't remember.
Yeah. So when I initially went to Lisa, I was looking for some kind of validation on my decision making, which I think a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. They need some kind of validation and encouragement because I was going through a major transition in my life. So having the session with you gave me strength. It encouraged me. It pushed me to a different level. I felt like there was some sort of energy ascendance, like I was ascending into a different level of my life. And so your session helped me propel to that level and grow. And I was able to end a relationship, move forward, get my health back, working out, more conscious eating. I mean, it was like a new, healthier version of myself.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's also, it's interesting too, because a lot of what I do is health and wellness coaching.
Yes.
It's all combined, and I tend to just do
soul
it.
Connected.
So it's not, right. So it's never, you know, it's always mind, body, and soul, which is,
yes.
It's everything's connected. And yeah. Also too, when you see people in your practice,
yes,
you're very intuitive yourself. I know you don't,
uh-huh.
You don't give yourself the credit. But I remember, yeah, you definitely are.
Well, I became more intuitive after your tarot workshop.
Oh, right, because you, well, yeah. That's the whole point. Have you used it in your practice yet?
I've used it with myself.
Okay.
I haven't done the practice thing, but I do read my own cards once in a while during the morning. And it's a way for me to really practice my intuitive self.
Now, would you find that when you look at the cards, you remember, yeah. You take back a lot from the workshop.
Yes. The workshop was really helpful in that I have a better understanding what the cards all mean, like how to really listen to yourself, how to connect the dots, how often to do it, you know, your teaching, I wanted to emphasize that. Your way of teaching the course, the workshop, was so much fun. I mean, she uses humor, she uses stories, and all of that was helpful in understanding how to use the cards. So I use them maybe once or twice a week,
okay.
To check in. And
cool.
One of the questions that Lisa taught me to ask myself was, what does my higher self want me to know? And I love that question.
Right.
Because it kind of leaves it open.
Yeah. Because we're not always present.
No.
Right. Because we're always doing a million things.
We could have a whole show on being present.
Yeah,
just saying.
It's true. And so when you do that, it kind of helps. That's what the thing I always tell people about the tarot. Some people are scared of it.
Yeah.
It's nothing to be scared of. Mm. It's just a very deep, multifaceted tool to
yes.
Tap into your higher self. That's
yes.
Exactly what it is. It speaks to you. Like, yeah. I'm looking at you right now. I don't have my cards with me at all. But as I'm looking at you, I'm picturing a card. And I'm, like, getting something off of you.
Which card?
But you might not like the card I'm picturing.
Oh, no.
But I'm picturing the Hanged Man. Which
ooh.
Is not necessarily
yeah.
A bad thing. It just means right now you're kind of suspended in one spot, knowing that there's a little decision that you need to make, and I feel mm-hmm. Like it relates to your space. I don't think it's work. It could be work related, but not. It's like your space.
My living space.
It could be living or work. I'm not sure which one yet, but it's like there's something in relation to your space, and you're debating if you should stay where you are or move forward with the fresh energy. Is that?
Oh my God. I need a moment.
By the way, we haven't spoken since
no.
Through a text yesterday, just asking if you would do this. So.
Okay, ready? I don't want to throw up on the air, but it's so well,
please don't do that.
So I have been debating buying a condo.
There
and
you
it's
go.
Really strong right now in my heart.
Is it close to your office? Is it close to your work?
I'm playing with the idea
okay.
Of getting it very close because I like convenience.
Yeah.
Yes, people, I'm all about convenience.
You're stuck right now, though. It's like you're suspended. There's circumstances
yeah.
That are going to keep you from doing it just yet.
Yes.
So I don't think it's going to happen until like February, March time.
That's so funny because that's when I'm going to start looking.
Yeah. So
that's when I'm going
to. This is not the time to do it.
Yeah.
You can think about it, but right now I feel like if you were to do it and push forward, it's not going to. You might not like where you.
Yes.
You'll find something, but it won't be the right
fit.
Deal. It might not
yeah.
Work out. Also, too, with your practice,
mm-hmm.
Things are shifting there as well.
Ooh.
So you're either taking on another person or you're merging, but there's something
yeah.
Else that's shifting there too. Are you by yourself or do you have a...
I share a space with someone, but
okay.
It's my own practice.
Okay, but they
so
do something different, right?
We're both the same.
Oh, they do the same thing. Okay.
Yeah, but I had someone that was... I have people that rent under me, so there are people that come and go in that way.
Got it.
But I thought about taking on another therapist, but I don't know if I'm going to do that. I kind of like doing my own thing.
It's going to be something different, though, when you
okay.
Do it. It's not going to be the same... Exact same.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like the next one will specialize in children.
It's not going to
children
be a radio show.
No. Okay. So anyway, so enough about that. But My point is with the cards is that they, you find them very useful for you, for you and your life, and for anybody that's really interested. It's the workshop's awesome. It's 3 hours. It doesn't seem like you're going to get a lot in 3 hours, but you really are. It's enough to just get you going.
The booklet alone is worth the fee to go to the workshop.
Thank you. Yeah, I put a lot of heart and soul into that.
You can tell.
It took a few years to get that nailed
down.
Full
of heart and soul.
But it is from the heart. That's basically, I wrote it how I have always known it to be. And I always tell everybody, take the booklet out of the card box and just chuck it. Don't even, or throw it, put it somewhere where you're not going to look at it. Because I can't stand the textbook definitions. I mean, obviously the numerology and the astrology behind the cards are fantastic. And I mean, they're great. Those are legit. So for that purpose, but I teach that also.
That's
but I feel like in the
right
booklet,
there.
You don't even get that. It's more of just the literal card meaning, which a lot of times, that's how you flex your intuitive muscle, by looking at it and getting your own perception, your own meaning, your own. And obviously there's going to be some textbook reality to that, but it's really about how you intuit the card and how it reflects back to your life and your experiences.
It's so impressive how you can retain all that information about all the cards. My goodness.
Well, it's like, I don't know why I always use the example of an architect for some reason, but I feel like an architect, you know, architectural drawings, how they look?
Yes.
Those numbers. If I look at that, I'm like, my head would explode. I have no idea what that means, what
it
says.
Happening.
But when you look at the end result of this beautiful project that they've made, right? It's, I guess I equate that to maybe how my brain works, because people look at what I do and they say, how did you know that? How did you say that? How did you see that? I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It's just what I do.
You're
just
able to connect dots.
Right. So I guess for me, to me, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But I could see why maybe to somebody else, to the average bear who doesn't do that, it would be.
Yeah.
And we're all intuitive. Everybody is. We've all got it.
Yeah.
Just some have it more enhanced than others.
And it's so funny because in my family, they're big on intuition. So and it's I wonder if there's like a generational or some kind of something that passes on.
Well, I will say this also in terms of psychotherapy and having an intuitive session. I would agree. I would say that almost every single person that comes in seeking both, because I work with a lot of people, sometimes once every 3 months, once every six, they all go, a lot of them, not all, but a lot of them do go to therapy as well as an alternative. And some of them will say to me, oh, Dr. So-and-so said the exact same thing, or she's on the same page as you. And I feel like we always bring in the people we're supposed to when we need them. But
it's like having your own little dream team.
Right.
Like, I also have, a therapist and I have an intuitive coach, Lisa.
And it's nothing to be ashamed of. I feel like everybody should go to therapy at some point. I've done it.
When you're grounding yourself and when you're trying to heal and grow, and you're trying to go to a new level in your life, having people like an intuitive coach and a psychotherapist are amazing resources.
Well, the thing is, too, is when they seek sessions with you, with me, deep down inside of them, they already know the answer.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They know. It's just maybe they're not seeing it 100% through the correct lens, or they're looking at it from they need the objective person to step in and say, this is how it really is. Have you thought about it this way? Because they're thinking about it one way.
Or they have years of programming themselves to not live in their truth.
That also goes back to, I'm going to say, I've never done your chart before, have I?
Oh, no, that's on schedule.
Okay, so
that's on my list, people.
That also goes back to the charts, because we do really all come in here with our own blueprint, where the planets were, and I've done a show on this in the past, and which houses they're in, and they make us who we are, like it or not, for the good and for the not so fun stuff. It's conditioning, it's karmic, it's our patterns, it's our whatever you want to call it, but it's us, it's who we are.
Yeah.
So, and like you said, it's conditioning, and you can redirect the path. You can look and stop and say, okay, I'm doing it again. I do that with myself all the time. I know my trigger points, and I know what irritates me, and it's always a reflection of what's within me.
Yeah.
It's never about the other person, or it's about us.
Yes.
And that's the key. And projecting it onto other people only makes it worse and makes us suffer longer. And I feel like that goes back to the psychotherapy 100%.
Oh, man. All the time when I have, especially when I work with couples and they're like, oh, Angela, can't fix my husband or fix my wife. I'm like, pump the brakes for a second.
Fix yourself?
Yes.
I don't mean it that way. I mean, fix what...
This is not... And I tell them, I said, if your expectation of this work is to fix your partner, then we're going to have to really explore that. Because part of doing couples work is to understand and acknowledge what you're doing to keep the relationship stuck. Like owning our stuff. Acknowledging how we're creating this cycle with this person, and where is that coming from? Like, where is our cycle developed from? Is it from our family history? Is it from a place of fear? So I have each person explore that, because it's not about fixing a partner. It's about owning your stuff and empowering yourself and choosing something different.
You know, it's so interesting because a lot of times when I look at somebody's chart, I'll do what's called a synastry for them and their spouse, partner. And it just shows the two, it's like the ingredients of the two people and how they interact with each other. And I also do that with them. I say, go home and, after we talk about their chart, go home and digest what we discussed and then be the best partner that you can possibly be. Be the partner you'd want to be for yourself.
Love that.
Start there. See if things shift and change. If and when they do, then you know how to move forward with this other person. Make it about you first, because you have to be the best person that you can be for yourself and for another person.
Yes. If you want something different, do it yourself first. If you want more affection in your relationship, be more affectionate.
I feel like this is becoming like a couples therapy session. Yeah. But you know what? Whatever. Like, we're taking it where it needs to go. So that's like, it's all good.
The number one, I think, one of the number one issues that people come in for therapy, I mean, I don't know, for sessions with you, I mean, I bet you a lot of people come in asking about love and relationships.
100%. Yep. Yeah. I would say about 80% of it is based around that. Absolutely.
Agreed.
Because, and the other part of that too, is I want to just mention, we just talked about how this is turning into a couple session. I'm not surprised, because August was a wacky month with the planets. There's a lot going on up there. So when it's up there, like I always say, as above, so below. So what's going on up there is affecting us down here. So we've got Mercury and Saturn. Well, Saturn just went direct. But Mercury, Saturn, Uranus, Pluto, Neptune, all five of those planets were retrograde at the same time. Jeez. Mercury's stationing direct on the 5th, so in 2 days. So that'll give us some relief. But point being is that when all those planets are backwards. We're not functioning 100% the way we normally would be. So it's really a time to slow down and reassess and reevaluate and realign ourselves so that when things start moving forward again, I also feel like this month will be a little bit easier energetically for most people. But relationships have been tested. That I see it with everyone that I talk to, everyone that I deal with. That has been a common denominator the past 6 weeks, I would say.
A lot of stress. When I initially went to you, there were like it was an eclipse, like two different events with an eclipse back to back.
Well, we just had the two.
Like February, I think, was one, and there was another one. But that was also affecting how we show up.
100%.
Like our mood, our energy level.
Yeah, I mean, I've had periods of time where like a whole 4 or 5 days will go by where I literally feel like I can't move. And I know it's because of what's going on. It's because
I call that recovery.
Right, well, but we're all so sensitive and we don't realize it, that it affects our rhythms, affects us, the moon, especially women, run by the moon. It's just the way it is. But anyway, back to the but the psychotherapy and the readings angle, they work hand in hand together. We should have some kind of a package deal. I don't know.
Sounds kind of good a joke,
but it's definitely
not really.
They definitely go hand in hand. They really do, and
they're very healing. They're very empowering for the people.
You should start using them. Like, take one at the end.
Like a car.
Yeah, just kind of give them your after your session, and you can kind of give them your impression of if they're open to it. Most people are.
I have a lot of clients that when I start talking about like the universe and spirituality, they all get it. They're like on board. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't be that difficult of a transition to take my cards in my practice and, you know.
I think you should.
Show them one.
I think you should.
Two.
I think you definitely should, because it's just that much more insightful.
Yes.
And you've got the intuition to, you know, to give a little more with that. And when you just said also about people being more open, I have found that too. It's definitely becoming, you know, sometimes if I'm at a party and I start talking about this stuff, in the past people would look at you like like their head was going to pop off and explode. But now it's like they're more interested in it. And it's people you would never think.
They're more curious.
Would be. They're saying, oh, well, there is something to that, or that makes a lot of sense. Or, you know, I sat next to a woman at a party and she started talking to me about her daughter, and I just started getting stuff on her daughter, and I said, is she a Pisces? Does she do this? And she was in awe. And she said, how do you know that? But how do you know that? I'm so freaked out right now.
Because my name is Lisa.
I'm like, I don't know.
And I can know
it. But anyway, it was interesting. So it's funny how people that you wouldn't think are open to this, once they become enlightened in some capacity, or somebody says something to them, then all of a sudden it gets their wheels going, and they're realizing that, you know, yes, it's true. There's so much more than what we see. What we like, there's just so much more.
They start making connections.
It's all about connection, mm-hmm. 100%. How we connect with ourselves first, and then how we connect with others. Would you say that your I don't know how to say the word properly. I wouldn't say clientele, but your
patients,
are they more, well, obviously you do couples counseling, so it's
and a lot of individuals. I work a lot with individual women and men, only adults, maybe one or two kids, but mostly adults. And a lot of what I see is, you know, people coming in wanting to not only heal, but to understand what it is that they need to do in their life at this point. Like, what is their life's purpose? How does it all interconnect? And a lot of the time, they don't know that that's what they're coming in for. You know, it presents in a different way, like symptoms. I'm a strong believer that symptoms are just your body's way of saying something's not right.
Oh, yes,
and absolutely. We need to shift something.
Absolutely. And usually manifests in ways that are very detrimental to our health before we get to the place of saying, I need to fix this. It's like you start to get really bad stomach pains mm-hmm. for a long time. You avoid them, and then all of a sudden you can't avoid them anymore, or the headaches, or whatever it is, your body's telling you, you need to fix this. We need to get down and figure out what's going on here. And we are out of time, but if you would like to find Angela, she's at www.westchestercouplescounseling.com. And please visit my website, www.lisasalvatore.com, for more information. And I will see you next month. Have a great night.
Have a great night, guys.